that if you take a bread, blessed is thy consumption, bread, wine, it becomes a mezain. As we learned before, bread, as long as it's more than kezayis, there's no way of transforming it into a mezain. Blessed is kezayis in various ways, and this opinion holds that since it changed its color, that's enough to be considered a change of form to become a mezain. Talking about that after it was baked, it was soaked in the wine, and not the other way around, that put wine or some coloring in the dough when you baked it. It was baked with coloring, and then no matter what color it is, it's really a moist. The person drinks his coffee with a cake. So, some people, the way they do it is they take the cake and they dip it in the coffee, and that's they eat the two together. So, the night he wants both of them. He wants the coffee and he wants the cake. So, the Shavuot says, first make a bracha on the shahakum, on the coffee, drink a little bit of it, and then dip the cake in the coffee and make a mezainis. That's only if you're not willing to eat your cake without dipping it into the coffee. If you're willing to eat the cake as it is, then it's better to eat the cake without dipping it in. And now the problem is the other way around. Once you make the bracha on the cake and then dipping in the coffee, maybe the coffee is considered tuffle to the cake. So you should make a bracha on some other shahakum to be made to the coffee. If you don't dip your cake into the coffee, and we said today, and Imoy Alomi Tzara, and where the Tzara Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Tzara also. He said also, Negila V'Nisnacha Bishua Secha. If anyone can remember when we said this, he had a prize. He said in Abba Rabba, by the way. So it's good to pay attention, but he's saying Abba Rabba, that he also saying that you have to talk in Hashem, in Abba Rabba, believe it or not. Yeah. We'll discuss some other time why he said over there. But you say, Bishua Secha, you're Yeshua. Doesn't only mean your Yeshua for us, but the fact that you will have a Yeshua. Consider Yeshua Hashem when Klal Yisrael is saved. So we have to think about all of Klal Yisrael because part of the Tzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when a Jew is in Tzar, Hashem is in Tzar. Always think it's not just about ourselves, but that everybody in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will help hasten the Yeshua in the name of the Lord.